recently I did a podcast about the pressure of women and body image and the pressure of women to look like Instagram models and how insane it is and how it's been going on since the beginning of time. And, you know, all the way back to fairy tale days, you know, little girls reading about the gorgeous princess with the amazing body. So women have incredible pressure to live up to all that insanity. And men have a very similar pressure from society. It's called mass consciousness, to make as much money as possible, to make more money maybe than your buddy, to make money so that you can have a bigger house, more cars, whatever it might be. The pressure on men to continue to increase their income as they age is immense. It's incredible. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things that, believe it or not, creates financial insecurity, a belief system of financial insecurity in a lot of men. A lot of men, when they're not equaling their friends or not making $1 million a year or whatever their goal is, will go into incredible financial insecurity. What does that look like? Well, in financial insecurity, you don't really feel you deserve that amount of money. You want it. You absolutely want it, but you don't feel secure enough that it is yours. The financial insecurity can come about where even if you have enough money, you constantly worry about money. That's financial insecurity. Financial insecurity can also come up by buying things you can't afford to make it look like you have more money. See, all these things are just signs of financial insecurity. Another word would be low self-confidence or low self-esteem. The pressure to perform, the pressure to have a newer car, the pressure to have a better house, the pressure to have whatever it might be is immense, and it all costs money. Where does this come from? Mass consciousness. Where else does this come from? Peer pressure, right? Where else does this come from? It comes from advertising, marketing, everything in the world. Men have been pressured to believe that their self-worth is tied into their income. Women have been pressured to believe that their self-worth is tied into their bodies. Now, of course, there are women that are incredible executives and making millions of dollars a year that could give two craps about their body. They're really happy with their income. There are men that have incredibly gorgeous bodies that are constantly struggling financially. It goes all over the board, right? What I want you to do is start to drop the expectation that you have to be like others in society. Now, this isn't a sign to women to go eat as much crap food as you want, gain as much as you want, and forget about it. This isn't a sign to men to go and get seven jobs so that you can make enough money to have a new house or a new car or whatever it is. It's quite the opposite, actually. I would love for you to be comfortable with yourself. I would love for you to love yourself right now with the money you have. I would love for you as a man to love yourself with the income you're bringing in right now. As a woman, I would love for you to love your body right now. And on YouTube, I did a whole video just on that. But when a man starts to relax and looks at his checking account, and he has enough money to pay the bills this month, I want you to be joyful. I want you to say you're successful. As a successful man, I'm able to cover all the bills this month. Stop right there. Now, you want to start looking into belief systems. You want to start talking to someone like me to help you shatter old belief systems about financial insecurity, old belief systems about your self-worth being tied into the amount of money you make. I would love to help you. I've been there. I remember there were times I was making so much money and I was constantly worried about money. There were times I was making so much money, I hired a financial coach to make more money. And when I look back at that now, I say, like, was that really necessary? You know, couldn't I just have been happy on the income I was having? And the answer was no, because I was putting pressure on myself to live up to the expectation that I put on me. No one else put this expectation on me to make millions of dollars a year, for God's sake. It was me. I'm the one that put every ounce of expectation on myself. Why? Out of peer pressure. I would look around and see other people doing the work that I'm doing, and they're going on vacations and they're driving new cars, and I had to do the same thing until I didn't. And that was a key turning point for me to get to a point of not really being concerned what other people think about if I have a 10-year-old car or a brand new one, if I have one car or 10, if I have a brand new house or I'm living in a one-bedroom condo. I don't care anymore. It doesn't matter to me. You know, if my shoes aren't brand new and they're not the latest style, I really could give two shits. And I'm being very honest with you. I used to be hung up on money, just like so many other men are. And thank God over the years, I've shattered that belief system. And now I'm trying to help other men and women too shatter the belief system that their self-worth is based on the money they have, the house they have, the car they have. It's all such a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of nonsense. It puts so much pressure on human beings to continue to perform and outperform and outperform and outperform instead of being at peace, instead of being able to breathe, instead of being relaxed and happy with what you're able to produce. Now, if you want to be able to produce more than just getting by, we can do that as well. But the very first thing is starting to appreciate where we are today, because that opens the gateways to a massive abundance. I'm David Essel. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. Let's work together one-on-one. I had the same struggle. It sucked. I put so much pressure on myself. It sucked. Now I've taken it off. I can help you do the same. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. Don't forget, we have 5 books there for free all the time. Let's work together from anywhere in the world. We can make changes starting right now. I'm David Essel. Have a beautiful day.